Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Raw is tonight, but it's also today, right now, apparently. It is taking place, I guess, as we speak. Some people want me to watch it as I do the show. You want me to watch a show while I do a show? Have you ever done a show? I need to concentrate. And if I watch Raw, I'm going to be concentrating on this show. So if anything exciting happens, we will alert you. Otherwise, we're going to watch it tonight, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. We got a lot of things scheduled for the show. We'll tell you about those, as well as NXT tomorrow and Dynamite on Wednesday. Dynamite has a world title match coming up on Wednesday. So we'll get into all of the news. I do want to start off by wishing the best to the friends and family of Vince Steele. Coastal Championship Wrestling announced on social media that Steele, nicknamed the Jurassic Juggernaut, had passed away at the age of 39. He was performing for Bree Combination Wrestling in New Jersey in a four-way bout. A medical emergency occurred, and he passed away. We are heartbroken to learn of the passing of the Jurassic Juggernaut. Our thoughts are with his family, his friends, and fans. Rest in peace, big man. You'll be forever missed. Cauliflower Alley also responded to his death. He had been wrestling since 2004, and in recent years competed for BCW, ACE, SWA, BTW, and CWA. So our condolences to friends and family of Vince Steele. And very sorry to hear about that. We've got the rest of the news today as well, including the New Japan Cup and plenty more. And if you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What's going on over there?
I'm watching this here, Raw from Brussels, and I got to be honest, prickhead John Cena scolding the crowd, saying he's been in an abusive relationship with the crowd. And all they are being hurtful to him. I think I'm going to enjoy this new John Cena.
Wow. Yes, Raw's going on right now. And I was chastised for not watching the show live while doing this show.
Really?
You guys remember when we used to do Observer Radio and there'd be a New Japan show going on and Dave would be watching it live while we did the show? And like every 30 seconds he'd start screaming because he saw Burning Hammer and people were like furious that he was like... That's what you want out of this. You want to sit here and watch the show and go, yeah.
Brian, they want us to take it back.
You're interrupting. I'm watching the show.
Oh, okay.
He's talking right now.
He is.
He sure is.
He's making hand gestures.
I'm actually not watching this show. I made it up. Oh, but well, anyway, we're not going to be watching Raw as we do the show because we're trying to do a show here. Yeah, you understand?
Well, Brian.
That's stuff I got to do.
Way back in the day... We used to do this show live between 6 and 8 p.m. In fact, it was later than that. It was 8. When did we do that show originally where we would be head up with pay-per-views? Do you remember that?
Bro, we've been head up with pay-per-views. We've been head up with shows when they run in Abu Dhabi. Brother, nothing's taken away the Observer Live viewership. All right, let's get going here. So here's what you're going to see on Raw tonight when you all watch later, like we all are. We got John Cena's first appearance since turning heel. I predict he's going to come out and he's going to say that he's in an abusive relationship with the fans.
Bet the house on it.
Yeah, you'll see that tonight, everybody. Then we've got Braun Breaker versus Finn Balor for the Intercontinental title. Penta versus... I thought they weren't doing anything with Penta. Turns out he's in a big match. No DQ. Penta and Ludwig Kaiser. Huh. Jey Uso versus Austin Theory. Ivy Nile versus Dakota Kai. We got a WrestleMania contract signing with Io and Bianca. I'll bet you anything we got someone else showing up there. By the name of Rhea Ripley.
Oh, my.
Seth Rollins will also appear. So that's the lineup for Raw. And then tomorrow's NXT. We have Trick and Eddie Thorpe in an NXT Underground match. Chelsea Green and the secret Hervis, I guess they're calling him.
The Hervis?
I thought it was a secret Curvis, but apparently it's Hervis. Anyway, they'll be on the show. Chelsea's facing Sol Ruka for the U.S. title because Sol beat her in a tag match a couple of weeks ago. Ricky Saints versus Ridge Holland. And the family will face the Culling, who are the Virgin, the Driver, and the Dame. Yeah, which is a much better name, by the way, than the Culling. Can you imagine the family versus the Virgin, the Driver, and the Dame? That you can put on a poster. But the Culling?
Huh. What does that make Sean Spears? Does he get a name, or is he just the leader?
He's just the head of the Culling. Yeah.
He's the color.
Then they're all the colors.
Ah.
Come on. Then we got the March 19th Dynamite Wednesday with Jon Moxley and Adam Copeland in a street fight for the AEW World Heavyweight title. Title match on TV. Yes. We have Micah Bailey, Orange Cassidy, Ricochet, and Mark Davis, not Briscoe, in a Eliminator four-way. You know, I was, I'll finish
makes
the
sense,
lineup
but
first.
I don't have to like it.
Megan Bain versus Chris Statlander and Mercedes Moné versus Billy Starks.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reviewing that Mark Briscoe, Mark Davis match on Collision on the Brian and Vinny show, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com or on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube for just $9.99 a month. But anyway, talking about Mark Davis and, I said, you know, it's important in wrestling when you want to be a star that, like, you got to stick out in some way. Maybe you're like Ishii. You certainly don't stick out in terms of, like, height or physique, promo ability, but, man, you are a worker and a half, one of the all-time great workers. Or, you know, John Cena has a lot of things going for him, I guess, but, you know, he's got a physique, and he's also got a larger-than-life personality. You know, Ric Flair could talk, and he could wrestle.
Sound right now.
Yeah, I mean, you could go through the list of big stars, and they all, in some way, there's something about them that really sticks out. And I said, this Mark Davis needs to figure out what about him is going to really stick out. He's a very good worker, but he's not like, you know, he's not going to go out there and have a banger every last single time. He's not a great promo. He does not have, like, a world-class physique. He doesn't even have some outfit like old Seth Rollins or whatever. I mean, what does he have that really stands out? And I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just saying, like, you want to move on to the next level. What do you have that really stands out? And the answer with Mark Davis is nothing.
Well, there's one thing. It's his big saddlebag ass, and maybe
no,
he can put on a mawashi like Rikishi and start doing that.
Stop. So anyway, I was reading the thread on the board about the show. Someone's like, man, if I were Mark Davis and I heard that show, I'd feel really bad. Like, are you trying to guilt me? Listen, I'm not here trying to be mean. I'm not trying to, like, ruin the guy's day. I'm sitting here, like, I'm watching the show, and literally, we all had the same thought that I did. Why is Mark Davis beating Mark Briscoe and going to the four-way? Why would you think that? Well, because Mark Briscoe is a guy. That fella really sticks out in a lot of different ways. And he's going to bring a lot of life and excitement and fun to the four-way. And that was taken away from us in favor of Mark Davis. I don't have any problem with Mark Davis. At the same time, it's not my job to make sure that everybody who listens to the show feels good about themselves after listening. I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad, but I'm looking at reality. Do you understand, everybody? My job is to look at reality. And the reality is, Mark Davis needs to figure out something to stick out. What are you mad at me for? He can't come down to the ring for an angle in his pajamas. That ain't just going to, it's not going to fly. Okay? Something's got to stick out for us to watch the match and go, my God, thank God Mark Davis made it and not Mark Briscoe. Otherwise, we all think the same thing. So,
you know,
yes?
You know what else is not your job?
What's that?
Make sure that he's over and to put him in a position where you want to care about this guy.
It's not my job, but I got to talk about the show. I got to talk about something.
I know, but look, it is their job to do that, and it's his job to figure out something that makes him stand out, because you're right. Unfortunately, he doesn't stand out. He's not great on the mic. He has all of those issues. So what is it? Is it flashing up what you wear when you come out? Absolutely. That could be a thing. Or if that's how you want to dress, figure out a way that makes that work for you in your personality, about you being put upon and being basically held hostage by the Callis family. We haven't heard anything from this guy as to why he is beholden to this family, only from Don Callis. So, like, we need to care about this guy if we're going to see him in matches, because with a guy like Mark Briscoe, who you put him in against, we all care about him. To some level, mostly by people, it's a good thing. But at least he elicits a reaction, whereas Mark Davis just doesn't.
See, look, he was a great tag team with Kyle Fletcher. And at that point, they stuck out because they had great tag team matches. They were a great team. Then they got split up. Well, Fletcher could have floundered. But look at Fletcher now. It wasn't just that he got pushed a little harder. But he's completely transformed his physique. He's gotten quite great on the microphone. Shaved his head. You know, he's got a new look. And, like, he's done everything in his power to find a way to stick out on top of the push that he's getting. Great. So that's what you need to do when you get that opportunity. Anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's like the Cena brothers still going. And now Cody's coming out?
We've got a special guest here. I brought it up to the bigger screen here. Wow. Cody is there as well, too.
The bigger screen.
So, cool. Yes, we've because somebody still has to have an iPad in 2025. But, yes, so they are still going right now. This was going to be an easy crowd anyway. It was an easy crowd from what I saw on Friday night. I mean, they're in Europe, so they're going to go ballistic for the smallest little things. And this is just making it extra easy that they're filling up now a half hour of this show and God knows, they could go another half hour, and this crowd would not care. They're loving it.
2025 New Japan Cup, the finals, David Finlay and Shota Umino.
Bald guy.
Is old Umino going to kickstart his career again, or is David Finlay going to win?
I think David Finlay's going to win.
He is going to win. It was a rhetorical question.
Aye.
In fact, I hereby predict, that he is your next IWGP World Heavyweight Champion.
Get out of town.
Nope.
I like it.
He's going to...
Adam Summers will not like that, but...
My job is not to make Adam Summers feel good about the New Japan Cup. Or the IWGP Heavyweight title. You understand?
Yep.
Okay. And then the finals on Thursday, we've also got Tanahashi versus Kojima.
Oh, the road. The road continues.
The road to 1994 is upon us.
Or
maybe 2004.
I was going to say, anyway. We're not going back to Muda here.
All right. AEW and Tony Khan have responded to Ryan Nemeth's lawsuit against them with a filing of their own.
In the trash with it and laughed.
You want to guess what it says?
The arbitration one? Is that what
the filing says? There was an arbitration clause.
Yes.
That Nemeth signed. It stipulated any disputes be resolved in arbitration. So
that was a rhetorical question.
This sounds familiar.
Yeah, well, that's how legalese works, right?
And so,
really,
the attorney arguing on Khan and AEW's behalf also stated the amount of money at issue in the lawsuit exceeds $75,000, therefore should be handled in federal court and not at the state level where Nemeth filed suit. How much is he asking for and for what? For being released?
For being made fun of by CM Punk.
Interesting.
And not being listened to, because a part of his lawsuit is just, they didn't listen to me.
Listening? Golly. If I could get a dollar for every time I wasn't listened to. Jiminy Christmas.
Stop yelling so loud. People might, never mind.
Backlash in St. Louis, Missouri. And that will be after WrestleMania 41. So is it coming? Is Randy going to turn and get his world title shot against... actually, it could be Cena. Cena and Randy Orton with Randy's a babyface. I'll bet actually that's what it is from Missouri. Backlash.
Randy Orton is going to be there. He said he was going to be there because he was the one who, I guess, announced this to the world on social media last week. And even though he didn't say it, apparently John Cena is being advertised for that show, which makes sense. The first pay-per-view after Mania. So there you go.
See, here's the thing. I don't know if the binding of Josh here on the chat is he says that the Nemeth deal is about ruining its public image and harming future earnings. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah,
if anything ruined his public image, it was the actual filing that we read. And furthermore, future earnings, he's a main eventer on Impact right now. He literally was in the main event angle on the TNA Sacrifice show on Friday night, or Saturday night, or whatever day it was. Him and his brother stomped down the Hardys at the end of the cage. Like, he's future earnings.
Yeah,
he's a top star in TNA right now. So I don't know. I guess you have to say something in your lawsuit, right?
I guess he's, again, a lawsuit of hurt feelings.
And then Matt and Jeff Hardy talked about how they're and I'm disappointed. Their NXT run is wrapped up. But they've got stuff on the schedule for WWE a little later
really
on.
Really wanted that Hank and Tank match, didn't you?
No, it's obvious. It was like stupidly obvious where this was going, which was they face Axiom and Nathan Frazier for the TNA tag titles. They win. Then they do a rematch for the NXT tag team titles. Axiom and Nathan Frazier lose. And then you've got Stand and Deliver, put all the belts in a ladder match, and it's like, that's it. What could be easier than that? Nothing. So they didn't look like they were doing it. But I guess that's that. Wednesday's Dynamite. 628,000 viewers. Largest audience since January 22nd. At a .16 in 18 to 49. And did I get the quarter hours for that Dynamite show? Let's find out. Because, let's see, March 12th? That would be it. All right, let's see what we got here. So, wait, is this, that is Dynamite. Was Dynamite, that's not the Dynamite I'm talking about.
Dynamite would be the 12th, yeah, well.
Oh, no, it is. Okay, all right. Okay, I looked further ahead than I needed to. So the show opened up at 750,000 viewers, which is very, very good. And then, do you guys remember what happened after that Kenny Omega promo?
No.
You don't remember?
No.
Oh, my Lord. They brought out the Ops versus Eli Theseus.
Ah, yes.
Gabriel Eros and Vinny Pacifico.
Our friend, Vinny Pacifico.
Yes, Vinny is a friend of this show, but still, that was a six-man squash, was the opening match on the first show after Revolution, and they lost 150,000 viewers. So, I figured that would happen. And that was that. And then we just kind of moved on. That Drillistico and Hologram and Powerhouse and Cage, 604,000 viewers. And it did go up a little bit for the Tony Storm, Mariah May video package and the stuff with Tony. And then it kind of just stayed there the entire time. But there was a steady decline after 9 o'clock. And did we not talk about this as well? They lost 50,000 viewers in the overrun because they went to a commercial right at the top of the hour. And we've talked about it many times. Every time they do that, it's a bad idea. And they did it. 32 minutes for that John Cena segment at the opening of Raw on Netflix. 32 minutes.
And Cole and Graves are there.
Yeah, Corey Graves is there. The only one that didn't go on the trip was old McAfee.
Aye.
Or as I like to call him, McAfee.
McAfee.
Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
He didn't go.
Hey, now on that chart that you had there, does it have the 90 days at the WrestleNomics gimmick with the trend line? Because I have a question for you that actually is not making fun of you saying this doesn't include Max, because one would figure that most of the people that would switch over from regular cable over to Max would be people under the age of 49 years old, the 18 to 49 year old demo. Has there been a noticeable drop or anything out of the ordinary from January until now? If that's
no.
There?
No.
Okay.
So unless you believe that literally zero people are watching on Max, then they have absolutely increased their viewership, because their 90-day trend in 18 to 49 was literally exactly the same. And in terms of viewership, from about, let's see, from 8:30 all the way until they did that commercial in the overrun, they were above the 90-day average. So they have seen growth, everybody, whether you like it or not. How much? I don't know. But they have.
Well, they should get some artificial bumps, you know, throughout the next couple of weeks, too. I mean, I don't know if the show airs on True TV or not. I thought they were going to air reruns on that. But with the college basketball, the NCAA tournament taking place on TBS and TNT and everywhere else, you know, any time that AEW programming is bumped up against that, you know, they are going to get a swell of people, in theory.
Hey, that Penn people were like saying wasn't, you know, he was like a jobber. He's wrestling.
Who are these people?
Ludwig now. I don't know. Every time I go on the chat, they're arguing about how WWE's dropped the ball on Penta. Not only have they not dropped the ball, but you're going to see Phoenix sooner rather than later. Which we told you, by the way, Phoenix are probably waiting until they get back from overseas, so I would not expect it tonight.
How did they drop the ball on Penta? They actually got a thing where Chad Gable.
Because apparently he wrestled on Main Event, and that's apparently to some people like the, you know, the doom of somebody, even though it's actually not. Apparently this crowd is incredible. And we had 20 minutes of no commentary, I'm told.
Well, we had commentary.
Sounds like a plus in a lot of cases, if you ask me.
I think it was coming from John Cena and Cody Rhodes. You didn't really need... Did you need McAfee, a McAfee-type performance by Corey Graves to jump in there? I don't think so.
Hey, Brandon makes a good point. You know, that Mark Davis, the way he's going right now, he's Wendy Chu. She also came out in her pajamas all the time. You know what didn't get over? Wendy Chu in her pajamas. I believe she was released, wasn't she?
Well, no, she's still there.
Is she?
Yeah, isn't she?
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, isn't she?
I thought they released her.
No, that was Xia Li.
Well, I mean, they released a lot of people, but I thought Wendy was in the cuts. Was she not?
Well, if she wasn't, I'm surprised. I'm surprised TNA didn't pick her right up and could have thrown her in there with Rosemary and the crew.
She is still under contract.
Well, there you go.
Well, where the heck is she?
Maybe hanging out with Tatum Paxley.
Oh, this person says she's in Evolve now. I got it.
Well, that makes sense. That's where Kendall Gray is. That's where they're putting, I guess, a lot of those folks that used to be on, what was it, the Level Up show and all that sort of stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Wendy Chu is far beyond. Like, as an actual wrestler, forget the stupid gimmick. But as a wrestler, the only reason she would be in Evolve is if they need some veterans to help carry the younger crew. Anyway, we're going to talk about SmackDown and some Collision after the break. Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez. What?
This Penta guy seems to be pretty over.
No. Job guy. Drop the ball. Yeah. All right, we got to talk about a couple of shows from this weekend. So, let's see. We had SmackDown, which actually was a pretty decent show because the crowd was awesome. But it's too long. So we had an LA Knight, Jimmy Uso, Solo segment to set up a six-person, which was Solo, Fatu, and Tama versus LA, Jimmy, and Strowman, and ended up with Strowman pinning Tonga. And then they did a big angle afterwards with everybody, and Fatu ended up crushing poor Strowman with three PMEs. They will rematch again next week. And man, these people love that Fatu. Cheered him like crazy. We had Jade doing a promo where she basically explained the reason that she never contacted Bianca. This is the story. Is that she saw Naomi running away after her attack. And at that point, as soon as she saw Bianca teaming with her, she just couldn't trust anybody. And actually, I think at the end of the day, she's going to be proven right, because I don't know if I trust Bianca either.
I was going to say, I like it for this reason. Naomi, she saw running away. Well, all Bianca had to do was put some neon on, and maybe that was it. And Bianca still, to me, has been very heelish. And obviously, with Io and Rhea, you know, somebody's got to play that role a little bit. But I still think that we're going to see, either at Mania or after Mania, it's going to be Jade and Bianca, with Bianca being the heel.
We had Charlotte and B-Fab, which Charlotte obviously won.
Who came up with the idea where Charlotte hasn't wrestled in a match since 2023? Why B-Fab? Why B-Fab for the first opponent, for the always calm and even-handed when things go slightly askew Charlotte Flair?
Always calm and even-handed?
Well,
Charlotte makes sure the world knows
trying
you messed
to be
up.
Nice about that.
Was what happens there.
She and Randy Orton,
and then
amazing.
Tiffany ran down to make the save, and they had a wild brawl that went through multiple segments. It was a good brawl, but we didn't need them to brawl for 15 minutes on one show. You could have split this in half and did another half of the brawl next week, but that's what they did.
You have 5 hours to fill.
Cody on Miz TV just destroyed Miz and then said he'd see Cena on Monday, and in fact, he did. He did.
He did.
Damian Priest and Nakamura was a DQ finish, which was a horrible finish, but they're trying to protect Nakamura to give him a rematch against LA Knight. Damian Priest obviously isn't doing a job. I don't even know why they put the match together, to be honest with you. And ended up with Drew coming down, or he raked Priest's eyes, beat him up, left him laying, and then beat him up again. There's that famous spot. Beat him up, beat him up, beat him up, leave. But come back and beat him up one more time. I'm so sick of that spot now.
He beat
just
him.
Just talking about it makes me upset.
He beat him.
Chelsea promo. She has. They're doing Zelina versus Piper next week. Zelina has to go through security to get a shot at Chelsea, which is a simple way to do it. Randy Orton and Carmelo Hayes. Randy beat him with the RKO out of nowhere. And then RKO'd him again after the match. Then Kevin Owens showed up, pulled Melo out of the ring. They had a big brawl. He pulled Randy out of the ring, posted Randy. So it was a good segment overall.
When is Carmelo going to evolve? Oh, my God.
Carmelo's doing fine.
I know.
He's doing fine. He's not going to beat Randy Orton.
I know.
He had a great best of seven where he won half the matches against
Yeah, but he was a geek throughout a lot of that, too. He's been portrayed as a geek the entire time, which, look, does give him something if he goes back down to NXT.
Bro, he's less of a geek than, what's-his-face? The acclaimed guy, Max Caster.
Well,
at least he wins a portion of his matches.
Yeah, but at least, like, I mean, if you want to, like, optimize your geekdom, it's Ricochet. That's what you got to shoot for.
Yeah, he's a great geek. And then guess what? He also wins his matches. You don't have to be a loser and a geek. You could be a winner and a geek. Which, by the way, guys, do you understand the heat? What heat is... Okay, hold on a second.
Go ahead.
This Max Caster thing.
Mm-hmm.
You go to school, and there's a guy that's like a geek, okay? He's a geek, all right? You're on the soccer team with this geek, okay? And, like, he sucks at soccer, too. And, like, you know, whatever, you lose.
Unathletic geek.
He should be on the other team, actually. That makes it better.
Run
so he's on the other soccer team, and he's a geek, and he also sucks at soccer, and so you just beat him regularly. And you're like, God, what a geek, okay? But the heat is if there's someone at your school who's a geek, and then he's on the other team, and, like, he just smashes you at soccer every time. He's, like, an incredible... Then there's heat.
An idiot savant.
God, he's a geek, and he beats me every time. That makes me even more angry. That's the Ricochet heat. Ricochet is a geek, and he beats all of your favorites. That's the heat. A geek who goes out there and gets beaten every week, it's like, I like to see that geek beat up, but, like, it doesn't change your life. You're not going to buy a ticket to see it.
So you're actually, but you come down in support of 50-50 geekdom with Carmelo Hayes.
No, I'm saying that 50-50 geekdom is better than 0-100 geekdom. That's what I said.
Fair enough.
Which is true. All right, anyway. Gunther came down to the ring, called out a kid he heard was very popular in Spain. It was a kid. Axiom. And, golly gee willikers. Jumping Jehoshaphat, what a match they had.
It was fun.
Yeah, it sure was. Golly. And this was like a perfect match. It was David versus Goliath. And you knew Goliath was going to win. But they gave David enough where you thought maybe he can win, but not that much. And then he got decisively beaten. And you know, Gunther's the champ, dude. He's the man.
You know what the other bonus of this is? Gives Nathan Frazier something to needle Axiom about, and I'd never want to see him turn heel. I don't want to see them break up. I just want Nathan Frazier to always be a good guy, but always kind of be that, like, prick geek friend who you want to slap because he always says something.
No, Mike. What you need to do is Axiom and Nathan Frazier. Nathan needs to stick up for his friend and say, I will take out Gunther next week. Then we have Gunther versus Nathan Frazier.
Can you do that? Do that in London.
I'll do that anywhere. You can do that on the moon if you want to. Then we had Paul Heyman come out, and this was very interesting. Paul did a total heel promo. Total heel promo. He buried Seth Rollins, which I enjoyed, by the way. I saw it as a babyface promo. Talked about how much he hated that stupid Seth Rollins song. And then he said, you know what? If you don't like it, say it to Roman's face next week in Italy. The fans booed because he's going to be in Italy. And Paul's like, buy a ticket on old cheapo airlines and fly there if you want to see him. I was like, wow. All righty.
Yeah, some of the stories that Paul has, people have about airline tickets booked. The one about Ron Simmons asking, do I look like a Horowitz to you, Paul? Because you get a bereavement rate and then give the tickets to the guys. I mean, some of those stories are great.
Then we had DIY versus Street Profits for the tag titles. And this was just a bizarre match. The main event of Collision and the main event of SmackDown were both tag matches that were totally bizarre for different reasons. The Collision main event with Undisputed Era versus FTR, you had two great teams who messed up every last single spot for the first half of that match. And it was like a comedy of errors, a literal comedy. Nigel is crying on commentary. He's laughing so hard at all of these botches in this match with these two great teams. This match.
And the more they tried, the more they messed it up.
This match was like, it's for the tag team titles. And they just beat Axiom in Spain. And the fans, you know, they watch the show. They're like, nah, one of these, you know, one of these teams, the Guns or the Garzas or Pretty Dead, someone's going to run in and ruin this.
Say the Guns.
And they're just sitting there, the Machine Guns. They're just sitting there watching it. And the most bizarre thing is the Street Profits are working like a team who is not going to win the titles. They're just doing their stuff. They're kind of going through the motions. I'm like, bro, they only get 8 minutes of TV time. So anyway, no one's into this. The wrestlers, the crowd, whatever. But then all of a sudden, at the end, the heels go for the meet in the middle, and Gargano hits Ciampa, and Ford suddenly fires up. He starts going up at the top, and the crowd all of a sudden went, oh my God, there's no one running in. What's happening? And he hits that big frog splash, and they won the tag team titles. I was baffled. And the place went crazy, and it was like a big thing. I was like, that was the most out-of-nowhere title change for so many reasons. But they're the champs now. So I still expect a five-way at WrestleMania.
Oh, absolutely. Which, with the Machine Guns in there, you know, kind of takes it to a little bit of a different level, you know, too, with the fact that they are so great at orchestrating those types of matches. So I'm looking forward to it. They got a title change on, you know, the first TV show of the tour. You know, and look, the Street Profits are better than just hanging out with B-Fab doing nothing. So I like this.
All right. So then for Collision, we had Ricochet beating Shibata with his feet on the rope. So he's going to the four-way. We had Powerhouse Hobbs. This was just bizarre. So Hobbs faces Griff Garrison of the Crack House. I was pretty sure they said the Crack House.
No, the frat party or something.
The frat house.
Frat house.
But it's Griff Garrison and Preston Vance and Jack Jameson. So Powerhouse Hobbs goes in. He beats Griff. The other two guys try to interfere. He beats them. So he's beating all three men. So then the match is over. And now the three men go after him. And he needs, like, babyface to run out to save him. I was like, why did you bother? We literally just saw him beat up all three men by himself. But it looks like we'll have a six-man.
Why?
I don't
have... Powerhouse Hobbs!
We gotta fill time.
He beats them again. He kills all three of them again after the match, and his friends come out, and they laugh with him, and they hang out. Like, why did you bring Powerhouse Hobbs back if this was the course you're taking him on?
Look at all these people LOLing because I called it the Crack House. Like, that's such a... Bro, the guy's name is Speedball Mike Bailey. Why can't they be the Crack House? Doesn't need to be a drug reference. Maybe they're getting old. Cracking. Anyway.
Can we retroactively put that name on New Jack and Balls Mahoney?
Mark Briscoe lost to Mark Davis. So now he is in the four-way, this Mark Davis fellow. We talked about this earlier. We had an excellent Swerve promo about the championship match with Moxley. We had Shane Taylor Promotions versus Hologram and Top Flight. Can't wait to see them quarters. Megan Bain beat Thunder Rosa and then destroyed Tony afterwards. So, like...
Shivani?
Everything that they did was, like, by the book, what you want to do to build a challenger. But the problem is, she's still an emotionless statue. And so, you know, they did the right thing, but there ain't one person on this planet, not one, that thinks Megan Bain is beating Tony Storm.
Not even Megan Bain herself?
I mean, maybe she does, but she would be a fool because she's not gonna.
Have confidence. You don't have any charisma right now. Have confidence.
And then FTR and Undisputed Era. FTR won. It was interesting because they did a spot where they hit the shatter machine and they hit it on Roddy and then, you know, it got broken up. So normally when they do something like that, they hit the move on the other guy to pin him. Nope, they hit it on Roddy again. They were really mad about all those botches earlier, I guess. But anyway, they pinned him. And it is Daniel Garcia versus Adam Cole for the TNT title next week with everyone banned from ringside. Everybody. Must be a clean match. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back, but it's time for us to go.
Aww.
There's still hours of Raw left for you to watch, my friends. And tomorrow in this program, we'll review it, all of it, all 32 minutes of that opening segment, which somebody on the chat said was cinema.
Cinema.
They said it was the most cinematic thing WWE. This first half hour of Raw is the most cinematic thing I've ever seen from WWE. I find that hard to believe. But we'll see. I'll give anything a chance.
Really? Will you wear what American Made is wearing right now?
I heard it was something else.
It is truly special.
Well, we're going to... Hey, who won that Penta match?
I was doing the show. I didn't see. You
want me to, I thought we were supposed to be paying attention to find out all this stuff.
Well, would you wear this 10 years of F shirt that Finn Balor's got out now?
10 years of F?
F is what it says, yes.
Penta 1, huh?
Penta
1, how about
that? I'm telling you, this guy right here. Do the Eddie thing. Lie, cheat, and steal with Dominic Mysterio. Babyface. Wow. It's almost time.
Pentagon.
Telling you. Can you believe it?
How did he ever win?
I don't know. I thought he was buried underground.
I did too. Anyway. Hey, we got to wrap it up. I'll be back later on tonight. Wrestling Observer Radio, myself and Dave. We were up last night as well. And you can get all of these shows as a subscriber at WrestlingObserver.com. We've got a half-off deal right now. F4WOnline.com/new. That is F4WOnline.com/new. Or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Get all of the pay-per-views at just $9.99 a month. What a deal. Check it out, and we'll be back tonight for more. Thanks for listening. Wrestling Observer Live.